Back again now with more disturbing truth. Now today we go take a breakdown to the so-called black man again that got shot by the police, which is a white police so-called shot him, as you could see it right there, people. And I told you, don't believe nothing that they give you in this pandemic. It's all hoaxes for the uprising. You better wake up. Don't be thinking that this one is different from the George Floyd. They are all hoaxes. 100% divide and conquer, and of course it's coming close to election right now. They have to give you these, yes, give you somebody else to choose in the so-called election that they set up for the divide and conquer. Take a look at this character right here flashing the Baphomet sign. It's no real shit, you understand? All fake shit they give the masses. 100%. Let's get into this right here. Make it run.
Good afternoon, I'm Brad Edwards.
And I'm Erica Sargent. We begin with breaking news. The National Guard now on its way to Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Wow, listen, people, the National Guard, what I don't tell you, what you think this is about is for the uprising. You're not getting it. All of these shit that they give you is part of the pandemic. It's entertainment for the dumb people.
In that city, 1 hour north of Chicago, the site of unrest after a white police officer shoots a black man in front of his children.
And it's nothing new under the dome, people. This is all they give you. You're not getting it. And of course, every time they make it more dramatic every time. This time he shoot the man in front of his kids. Let's watch it right here, people. Pay attention.
In Kenosha right now, where tensions remain high, Chris.
Tension remains high.
Brad, Erica, that curfew, as you said, goes in at 8 p.m. And by then, the
you
national...
see? Curfew, 8 p.m. Because I told you, it's not about what they're showing you. It's for their big old agenda. One world order bullshit that they got for the masses in this pandemic.
Guard,
that's all it is.
Here, as you can see, with trucks still burned out and tensions still...
Trucks still burn out. They show you that this shit right here was burnt by riots. People rioting and so-called protesting for the so-called Jacob. You think that's a coincidence, people? We got Elijah. Elijah was the last one. And now we have Jacob. What we gonna do? What they gonna give us next? Wow. You're not getting it, people. Bam.
Afraid here in the city. As nightfall arrives, many people are still rattled. And a warning before we run our story.
Watch
of the video may
see?
Be disturbing.
Some of the video is disturbing, but they never show nothing. Let's watch this footage right here and see what they got.
It's just after
First of all, it got to be far away, people. Why is this? You never get it, people. Why you think they do this? Why you can't get a clear footage? All right, let's watch it right here and see what we can get out of it. You have to zoom up. And of course, it's 48th Street. Pay attention, people. And this Jacob Blake right here, 270 numerology for your number 9. That's not a fucking coincidence. It's one of them.
Engage with 29-year-old Jacob Blake.
Yes, I need 29 right there for your 18 triple sixes. That's what they do. And pay attention to this. All of a sudden, the camera start running right here. Pay attention, people, because I know it's a hoax.
As he enters his car, he's entering into his car.
What is this right here? And they go shoot him 7 times because he's going into his car. Look at this right here, people. Look if you see a spark from the damn muzzle of the gun. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Not even a spark, people. Are you kidding me? Wake your ass up. This is not real. Let's go back. And I told you, that's why I wait a long time before I really do this video. You have to pay attention and just check it out. You understand? Use your own eyes and your brain and you can see this is a set up shit. And of course, it's a damn pandemic with nobody got on a mask or a gloves. You think that's how the police work in the pandemic? Come on, people. This is bullshit. Wow. Wow. Not even a spark from the fucking gun. This is bullshit right here. And of course, it's UFO. It's UFO style. Don't let them fool you about nothing graphic. It's UFO. 100% UFO. What is this we getting? Wow, this is bullshit right here, people. Just a show for the dumb people right here. Wow, wow. Watch this right here, people. Notice they're gonna give you some little cloudy looking thing at the top of the screen right there to make it look like smoke from the gun. But pay attention to the gun itself. Even though you can barely see it, pay attention to the gun. If you see any spark, any smoke come from it, it's
hoax. Fire 7 times.
Yes, 7 times. So the car was locked up with the kids in it. This is bullshit right here, people. 100% garbage. There you go. And there you go. This is the drama right there. You're going to get to make it look real. Just like you see the Fernando so-called Castile in Minnesota with his woman sitting there. They say, oh, they shot my husband. He shot him. And he's just sitting there in the car bleeding out. All hoax for the dumb people using social media. It's a hoax. And there you go. They tried to offer. Look how clear this one photo is. But you're never going to see nothing on it. Just wake your ass up. Watch, it's tucking and jamming. It's a bullshit.
They didn't even know
and pay attention to the woman that was there jumping. Freemason bricks behind it. But pay attention. It's just right there while the husband got shot or the boyfriend got shot. Right in front of the kids. And pay attention to this one. Just a crisis actor. What's wrong?
Was in the car. And I'm telling the woman cop. I'm like, can you please get back before I shoot you?
What did you tell the police? The woman cop?
In serious Let's condition. See.
They didn't even know the kids was in the car. And I'm telling the woman cop. I'm like, can you please get...
What the kids was doing in the car. Nobody else in the car sitting there. Just the kids. This is bullshit right here. Why would the kids be just sitting in the car? The car is not moving. They come there for a domestic so-called event going on. Somebody fighting and the police show up. Why was the kids just sitting in the car by themselves?
Get back. Fire, shoot you. Get back.
Wow.
Like, these officers just handled like, shoot me. My kids is in
bullshit.
The car.
Look at this. Boy, Laquisha, just a fucking faker. Just wake your ass up. This is all for TV.
Jacob Blake's fiance seen in the video.
Wow. TMZ News.
So dumbfounded by the events unfolding in front
it's
of
bullshit.
Her. It don't make no sense that Take you treat somebody like that. I'm not giving you no problem. He ain't done no much or nothing.
What's on your shirt? I told you people, this is for the uprising. All fake events, they give you leading up to
Black
that shit.
Matter,
there you go. Black Lives Matter. There you go.
Today, to the police department where Kenosha's mayor switched from a press conference to answer media questions to an impromptu question and answer with angry residents.
If you start saying that only the police officers don't have the right for due process,
all bullshit, and of course they're gonna bring up due process. It's just bullshit for the dumb masses. Bam.
If you start saying that only the police officers don't have the right for
watch his hand sign, people. You see the hand sign? That's the 666 right there shouting out to the beast. He's just one of them fooling the masses. All of them in on it.
Have the right for due process. No one has the right.
But before it was over,
look at this
right
here.
The crowd surrounds him. A violent outburst that ends with the door of the police department being pulled from its hinges and police in combat gear.
They pull off the door off the police station. This is crap right here. I told you people, just a fucking hoax for the uprising. That's what they're doing in the pandemic. Pay attention. Look at this right here. Look at all these people holding up the fist. None of them black. Just wake your ass up.
On leave today. Blake is improving at the hospital and Kenosha hoping for a peaceful night too.
And of course, yes, he's in the hospital. All night the rest that died. This one gets shot 7 times in the back and still alive, people. Are you kidding me? Bam.
Chaos over the weekend sparked by another police shooting that was
They like chaos, people. That's their favorite word. Chaos. They like chaos. And of course, they're coming with the harder. Right here. Out of chaos. Look at the car. The car just sitting there.
The
7 times in the back, people, and still live. This is a joke right here, people. What kind of gun these police officers carry? Of course, it's either 9mm or 4.5. You better remember that shit. There's no way you get shot 7 times in the back with a 9mm and you're not dead. Come on, people. This is bullshit.
By a police officer as his children were watching.
Children
it's
was watching. Look at this. Just a setup, people. This is a hoax. Just a little fucking TV footage they give you right here. Foggy as hell. You believe it? Look at it. Look at it. Wow. Take a look at this right here, people. He hold his shirt and he's still shooting at him with the other hand. You believe this right here, people? And I told you, these don't work in the pandemic. This is a whole video, just like the George Floyd and all the other fake they give you. Why they don't have on fucking mask in the pandemic and their police. Come on, people. This is dumb right here. Why would you angle the suspect without gloves or a mask in a pandemic? Wow. This is a fake shit right here, people. Just acting for the dumb people right here. 100% in. Just another hoax.
It happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha. 29-year-old there you go, people. Take a look at him right here. It's another faker with the damn bricks behind him. Wow, I told you, man. He kind of look like the damn Kendrick Johnson, the one that they say died in a school wrapped up in the rug in the cafeteria or something. You remember him? Slightly look like him, because this is what they give the masses. All fake people.
Blake was reportedly trying to break up a domestic dispute between two women when police were called. Video shows him walking.
So you see, video show him walking. Where is the domestic affair? Where is the fight? Remember, this guy have a camera. He never shined on the so-called fight that was going on that brought the police to the scene. As soon as the police come and go handle him, boom, camera on. No, people. Set up shit.
Children are inside the vehicle.
Yes, and why the kid just sitting in the vehicle and nobody else?
As he climbs into the driver's
this is bullshit right here, people. This is bullshit right here. 100%
garbage. Seven times in the back.
Yes, let's see the person that got shot. And you see how clear this one is now? Let's see if we're going to see the person right there that got shot. As you can see, your 2-3 right there. Of course, it's called in. 100% in.
Seriously,
let's see him. Let's see him. Let's see the man on the ground. Of course, you can't see him. Just like you couldn't see the George Floyd, and they end up putting a half a torso on the damn gurney. This is bullshit.
Times in the back and seriously wounded.
He's seriously wounded. Hold on, man. This is too quick, people. Let's see the person that's on the ground.
Seriously.
Let's see him.
Wounded.
Yes, let's see him. This is bullshit right here. Where he at? Wow. You shot somebody 7 times in the back. They're supposed to be bleeding out right there.
They didn't even know the kids was in the car.
Wow, that's all you're talking about.
I'm like, can you please get back? If I shoot you, get back. Like, these officers is hit. I'm like, shoot me. But kids is in the car.
All bullshit. Just an act. And there you go, people. And you go get all of this out of it because it's government shit. You believe that everything happening by coincidence and just fall right into the government trap? No, people. They put the whole show on. 100%. They're the one who put on the show, and they're going to give you the result at the end of the day. There you go. Wow. There you go. It's just bullshit. It's just bullshit, people. 100%. This guy by himself right here letting off a firework. Come on, people. This is garbage. Trash for the people.
WDJT TV reporter Perry
Cruz. Wow. Another faker. In all purple.
Hearing from people up here all bullshit. In this neighborhood where the shooting occurred is, you know, they're very hurt.
There you go, 40 Street right here.
In disbelief that this has happened yet again where a black man and a minority member has been shot by a white.
This is what they do, people. And I told you, America is a wicked place when it comes to the divide and conquer. That's what they built on. 100%. You don't see the election? That's why they bring you the Kamala Harris and the fucking Biden to go against Trump. It's the divide and conquer in a nutshell. There you go. There you go, people. All bullshit. All bullshit. All bullshit. There you go. Bam. Of course, I told you, people. What you think? Vanity Fair. What you think this is right here? I already told you, people. What you think? Even the fucking NBA players have it on their shirt. What's her name? Wow, this is a joke right here. Talking about the same Breonna Taylor. 100% made up shit for the dumb masses. This one got shot in a so-called box raid. No knock warrant. The person that was in the house with her was shooting at the police. The police just killed this one. Never killed the one that was shooting at him. They killed the woman. You believe that, people? This is bullshit right here. 100% fake shit. Why you think all of them intertwine right now? For your divide and conquer. 100% bam. There you go. It's bullshit.
Is on the cover of September's
of course. You can even put George Floyd on it. It wouldn't be surprising to me. Because it's a Hollywood show for the dumb people. 100% fake shit. There you go. There you go. There you go. It's not a coincidence, people. It's not a coincidence. That's a plan. 100%. And of course, now is the time for the fucking uprising. They want to use black people as prop. Want to use black people for all of this right here. That's what it is. The new world order. You see what they use you for? They use you as prop for all of this shit right here. And I told you, most of the people with the Black Lives Matter sign, they're not even black. It's just a government act and the dumb people never get it. And of course, they go strike down my channel for this one. I'm gone.